Welcome to Slugnet. Here is today's cybersecurity briefing. The top story for today is a Macker Cyrewalt warns that attackers are actively chaining two zero-day flaws to execute remote code on SMA1000 appliances. The exploit combines a server-side request forgery in the workplace interface with a command injection in the management console. If you detect indicators of compromise, re-image appliances, change all user and administrator passwords, and reset TOTP tokens. Application security teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. At number 2, threat actors are actively exploiting CVE-2026-9556, an unauthenticated SQL injection vulnerability in Sangoma SwitchFox SMB Edition 8.3. This flaw allows attackers to execute arbitrary code as the PostgreSQL superuser and deploy reverse shells. The issue was patched in SwitchFox 8.4.2 on July 14, 2026, with in-the-wild exploitation attempts observed beginning August 30. CISOs should pay attention. Number 3. Huntress reports attackers abuse Phoronix, deployed to install Screen Connect on over 467 endpoints. Phishing lures tricked users into running the signed installer, granting attackers remote control. Phoronix confirmed the abuse and implemented anti-abuse measures that caused the malicious activity to drop significantly starting August 21. SOC and incident response teams should inspect Screen Connect installations in atypical locations to identify unauthorized deployments. Number 4, the FBI's New Orleans field office has opened an official investigation into an apparent breach at idscan.net. A dark web service called Nexus is currently selling digital scans of over 153 million US and Canadian driver's licenses. Identity teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 5. National Life Group, CSO Becky Palmer, predicts Frontier AI will uncover more vulnerabilities in 6 months than in the last 30 years. She notes AI accelerates flaw discovery and weaponization, shrinking attack timelines from weeks to hours. This speed outpaces traditional human speed patching processes. CISOs and SOC and incident response teams should pay attention. Number 6. Forescout researchers used Anthropic's Claude to port a pre-authentication remote code execution exploit from one WAVCO Coppola C model to another. The tool executed attacker-supplied ARM shell code on live hardware, targeting CVE-2021-3186. Siemens states no remediation is planned for Nucleus Net. Identity, IT operations, SOC, and application security teams should note this development. Number 7. Valley Cyber released ZeroLock 5, extending multi-factor authentication to the hypervisor command line. The update governs file access, program execution, and network operations on ESX and Linux hosts. It targets risks from stolen credentials and insider threats, specifically addressing ransomware platforms that exploit compromised SSH keys to encrypt VMware environments. Identity, IT operations, and SOC teams should review this release. Number 8. Google Threat Intelligence Group in Mandiant's identified Breeze Comet, a financially motivated threat actor active since 2024. The group executes hundreds of fraudulent transactions to Brazilian payment systems, including Pix, STR, and Boleto. They gain initial access via password spraying, social engineering, or vulnerable JBoss servers. Then, they deploy custom malware, like Cobalt Spine, to establish persistent access and clear forensic logs. SOC and incident response teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 9, Geo Network released versions 4.4.TAF and 4.2.17 to fix an unauthenticated remote code execution chain. The flaw combines a missing authorization check on the formatter upload endpoint with an unsafe Saxon XLC processor configuration. Attackers can upload malicious style sheets that execute operating system commands when triggered by a standard GET request to a public record. Application security, IT operations, and SOC teams should note this update. Number 10. KeepMet has released a free iOS app for reporting suspicious SMS messages and phone calls. The tool feeds these mobile channel reports directly into the same incident pipeline used for email phishing. This addresses a visibility gap where voice and text-based social engineering attempts previously lacked a standardized corporate reporting workflow. SOC and incident response teams should note this new data source. That is today's briefing. Stay secure.